Well, was last Saturday. Actually, pretty much the entire weekend, but in particular Saturday. Was that like the most heavenly gardening or just sit outside and stare at the universe kind of day or what? Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Good morning there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. It certainly was a nice day.
Holy cow.
And we need
so
like
cool.
90 more of those now.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get them like all in a row, maybe even,
yeah,
or something. So cold water's not good for people. What happens when it rains and the ground is still cold? Is the ground still, I mean, it's not frozen, but is the ground as cold as everything else?
Yeah, cold water is not good for plants either. And, you know, even us watering our plants from the tap, if it's cold water, will slow your plants down and not allow them to grow. So similar kind of response in plants as to humans when they get in contact with too much cold water.
So maybe the best plan is to fill up a bunch of buckets and let them sit outside for a while? I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the best thing to do. So.
Cool. Love it. So the other heartbreaking thing I discovered is that you can't get watermelon radishes in those racks of seeds at the grocery store.
No, it's kind of a specialty plant that you've got to go out searching for. In that case, mostly a little nicer, maybe greenhouses would sell it over a
You have to kind of go a little bit upscale. You have to like bump your gardening game up a notch if you're going to find something exotic like a watermelon radish.
Yeah.
That's going to be my gardening goal for next year. I'm not going to eat them or anything, heaven forbid. They might be good for me.
That might be healthy.
But I'm just going to look at them and enjoy them and appreciate them.
Yeah.
It's going to be
jolly
fun.
Always fun. So, you know, and that was kind of one of those unique things people were out looking for. There's lots of other fun kinds of things that people were looking for their gardens this year. And surprisingly, because of the kind of year we've had, a lot of people are still just getting their gardens in. And, you know, if we end up with a normal summer, that should be just fine. People should still be able to get produce from their gardens and flowers, or from their vegetable gardens and flowers from their flower gardens, and have the opportunity to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Even if they're vegetables.
Even if they're vegetables, they can enjoy the fruit of that vegetable.
Exactly. Yeah, so there. So what was the most often asked question that you fielded all weekend long?
I don't know if I can say that one.
All right, never mind.
The most often fielded question is, where are the petunias?
Oh, okay. I was thinking, were people asking, is it too late to get my garden in?
Yeah.
Can I still plant?
We had a lot of that, too. Yeah.
Can I still plant? Blah, blah, blah. Is there any point? Will it ever get warm? I'm having an existential crisis. Okay, go ahead.
We did have a garden counselor on site walking people through their anxiety of planting late. But, you know, for the most part, we are able to talk them into continuing to garden, but there's certainly some people that are frustrated with not being able to have gotten into their garden till now. But lots of people got their gardens tilled over the weekend, and plants going in, and excitement, and it will work out just fine.
People watching wise, it was wonderful to see everybody, you know, out in their gardens. There were so many people standing there with, you know, shovels and mulch and flats of plants, and they stood there with their hands on their hips, and you could just see they're just, you know, making a plan as you drove around town. You know, of course, everybody out on their bikes and everybody out, you know, doing this, that, and the next thing, but a lot of people out in the yard, and boy, were they, the gardeners, taking advantage of the beautiful day to get some plants in the ground.
Yeah,
so,
feverish pace.
Exactly. So what are we supposed to be doing now? It's going to be cool all week, and it's going to rain cold water on our plants. Is there any, I mean, and oh, didn't I even hear about a frost warning possible for maybe tonight? I mean, it's not in our forecast, but I wonder if a little bit north there was some threat of a frost warning or something?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, the weather folks these days, when they're delivering the forecast on our local television news, they do it kind of cringing, you know, and kind of hiding behind the desk with just their little eyes peeping up.
Yeah, and they've got one of those mustache, black rimmed glasses things on.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. You can't really tell they're wearing body armor, but what are you gonna do? So if it, you know, we have cool and wet in the forecast for this week. So do we just sit quietly and watch it? Are we supposed to be going out and covering anything up? What do we do this week?
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do. Well, depending on how much you've planted, but there's not a lot you can do. You know, potentially people who've seeded things, they may end up losing the seeds if that soil continues to stay cold. I know folks who are trying to seed lawns and things like that are having some struggles getting that seed to take, especially closer to the lake, because that soil temperature needs to be warmer for that seed to germinate. And that's kind of the same thing with a lot of our vegetables. We just need that soil temperature to be a certain degree or warmth before those seeds will germinate. So folks end up losing some of the seeds they planted. So in a case like that, if that happens, and they may decide they want to do something different and plant starts instead of seeds and get to one of the local greenhouses and try to get a few things in the garden. It may not be exactly what they planned. It may be more tomatoes and peppers instead of carrots and beets or whatever it happens to be. That takes some time. But it usually works out that they get something to go in their garden. So we will warm up. It happens in days.
So would it be, is it a doable thing for somebody to say, you know, I've got some seeds left over in this packet, so I think I'm just going to grow them indoors and then hope that eventually by the time it gets warm and the soil warms up that they've already kind of got a start and I can put them out?
Yeah, folks have tried that, and there is some level of success with that. Certainly that's what happens in greenhouses before the season starts. So, they can try that. The problem is that they'll want to be careful bringing them out because the plants will need to acclimate, and then, you know, the season's already short by the time they're shortened by the time they're bringing them out.
Right.
So they may have... not much success with that, but they can certainly try. You know, again, it's about encouraging them to keep gardening and to not look at a year like this and throw up their hands and say, I'm never gardening again.
I think I know the solution. This was a conversation that I saw going on with some friends on social media yesterday. You find a fabulous garden design with a raised bed, which I think many people, even young, healthy people, think, oh, that would be sort of cool. The design that I was looking at with some friends, it was all enclosed in wire, and there were raised garden beds along three sides of it, and then you walked in and you shut a door. So it was deer proof. It was open on the top, but it was maybe, you know, 10 feet high with wire. And so a person could build a raised garden this year. They could build something like that, and they would still be outside and still be gardening, kind of.
Yeah, it sounds like you were visiting a prison.
Yes, it was a vegetable prison. You got to keep those things locked up, man, or else they'll just be everywhere.
Go everywhere.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Yeah, no, it was actually really exquisitely beautiful. And, of course, it only cost you, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But, you know, a clever person could look at that design and go, oh, pfft. You know, I could put that together for, you know, a couple of bucks and, you know, out of Kleenex and baling twine. So
Yeah, be on your way.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we ought to be thinking about gardening-wise, or we just need to, be, like, psychologically make a knot and hang on?
Yeah, I think that's a good philosophy, just. Make sure that, you know, do something, get out, get some plants in, and like I said, maybe give up on the seeds, especially if they've seeded them and they're not coming up and they're, you know, and maybe switching over to plant starts instead. That will give them a little bit of a head start on some crops.
Now, if you've got some native plantings, and obviously, yeah, I'm thinking about that because that was I was pushed irrevocably in that direction by Carol Andrews. Your native plants are going to be hardier, and they're going to be like better adapted for this kind of whatever Mother Nature throws at us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, more than likely. I mean, they all like kind of expect a certain range or thrive in a certain range of degrees and moisture and all that kind of stuff. So I would guess on a year like this, everything is slow, including the native. They're just waiting for the warmer weather as well. And if you go out into the forest and look up into the trees, there's still lots of trees that are just leafing out. So it's just one of those years, and we'll get by it, and it'll be warm, and hopefully September is the June we didn't have.
Well, of course, if you still got your gardening catalogs, if you haven't taken out the recycling yet, you still have your gardening catalogs. There's always the gardening catalogs.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, TK. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and let's hope that it's like we're complaining that it's so hot it's miserable.
Yes.
All right. Let's hope for that. Thanks, DK.
Thank you.
Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.